Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Too high.
Look who's back. What's up, Boston? Zolak and Bertrand with you. 10 to 2. You can see us on NBC Sports Boston across the country. Smart speakers. Listen up. Play 98.5, the Sports Hub. So, Dan Shaughnessy's back in today. So we got Hardy down. He's sick. You always know when people are going to be sick. They come in with like, how many things did Hardy have the other day? How many packs of Zicam? But none of them were open. None of them. He actually had a vitamin C. You know, when you were a kid, did your mother ever give you the vitamin C tablets that taste like orange juice?
Yeah.
Or orange flavored.
They had these little aspirins that were like, they were so good you wanted to go eat the whole bottle.
I had 10 of them the other day. I think that's the reason I'm left.
That's really bad.
I did. I think my skin got darker. And Hardy had one of those old-timey vitamin C jugs over there, and I had a bunch of them. Yeah. And I'm still standing. So I'm here. Beetle's gone. Hardy's gone. Sarge is in for doing headlines. We all know that. Sarge was having a discussion with Joe Murray over here while the music was playing.
Like, yeah.
What were you saying to Joe Murray?
Well, Monday Night Raw.
Of course.
Yeah, he's got a couple of extra tickets, but I'm going to see him this weekend, too.
You're saying something about food and stuff?
Yeah, because we're going to a comedy show Sunday night.
And, oh, where's that at?
It's up at the Loon.
The Kowloon.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Have you ever been in another restaurant in the Boston area?
Oh, many times.
Many times. Yeah. How many in the last week?
The last week?
Yeah.
Probably about two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two old times. Wow.
Yeah,
other than the Kowloon.
Yeah, not bad.
So what were you fist pumping him about?
Oh, we just always do the fist pump.
Is that because it's going to be on the house?
It's kind of like a Felger thing. You know, I'm a germaphobe.
Not really.
I'm a germaphobe.
Felger doesn't touch anybody. He doesn't talk to anybody.
Well, he doesn't shake hands, but I'm a germaphobe, so I don't want to shake hands.
Not really a Felger thing.
A Felger thing, a germaphobe.
Yeah. So here's what we're doing. This is where we're starting today. A lot of topics, right? We've been talking about a lot of things lately. And the question is, what's the most freshest thing on your mind?
Ooh.
Like, we spent a lot of time on Robert Kraft with the news yesterday. Rob Gronkowski stuff, Patriots, offseason, lack of movement in the offseason, freaking Humphreys, Celtics, Isaiah Thomas, which team is more likable? Bruins are freaking on fire. You know what they let up last night? 13 shots. You play like that, you're going to go on a deep playoff run. Them potentially setting it up for a deep playoff run. Baseball started today. Somebody hit a home run over in
It's been a game.
In Japan. Sakatumi. Bat flip. Got our first bat flip of the year. Red Sox opening day is, 9 days away? So baseball's here.
Yes.
Baseball's coming. I don't have an opening take yet, but Sarge, what's your opening take? Go.
With the Red Sox?
No.
Anything in general?
No, go. Floor is yours.
We got 10 games left for the Celtics here. I think this is maybe the most important game for them here in terms of seeding. Because it looks like they're going to get the Pacers and Celtics. Huge game at Philadelphia. I know they got Philly's number in the playoffs. And Philly is a hot team right now. They've won, four or five in a row, I think?
This should take,
sure, it's five. Yeah. So this is a big game for the Celtics tonight to see where they're at down the stretch here.
Yeah.
We know all the behind-the-scenes stuff that's gone on. So I'm really anticipating. I think all eyes are on the green right here going into the last 10, 11 games and to see where they go for the seeding purpose of the playoffs. Bruins, though, very impressed. Big win last night, but my eyes are on the green tonight.
Okay, so Celtics right there. You have one, Dan. Now, you were going to come in next Monday. Obviously, heading out to Seattle for opening day out there with the Red Sox. Thanks for coming in, by the way. You'll be here for the next 4 hours. From
we're
going to do Dan's dates today.
Oh, yeah.
We have to. You're in. You got to do it.
Doing it.
You got the promo and everything ready to go.
Good stuff.
Head, face behind a fence.
Yes.
Good. Or no, that's Tales
from
the Fort.
From the Fort.
Yeah. So yesterday we talked a lot about the Patriots and whether or not Gronkowski's going to be back, blah, blah, blah. They're still tomato can favorite. And the consistency that they've played with over the years, you're pretty confident that that team's going to go on a playoff run, deep playoff run, right?
Well, looking around the conference, I mean, you tell me. I saw what happened last week. Pittsburgh's going the wrong way. I mean, their skill players, two of them, they got nothing for them.
Yeah.
They're going backwards. And now there's this Roethlisberger fumbling on purpose and all the stuff that's going on there. Kansas City would be the second best team in the conference, you got to figure, going in. And they've taken some hits in the last week or two with,
Right.
Hill's not going to be there. In the conference, and I know Cleveland has, a lot of skilled players now, and they won seven games last year. Do you take them seriously as a force in the conference?
No, but you got them at home. You got them at home. You could potentially have them in a home opener. They got a great, tough home schedule this year. Probably the best home schedule I've seen in 10, 15 years.
Who are the top four teams in the AFC?
Oh, God. I think it's New England, still the Chiefs.
Okay.
Chargers aren't going to go backwards that far. And potentially maybe a team like Houston or Tennessee could sneak up there. I think Pittsburgh's going down.
All right.
Where do you put Baltimore?
Not up there. I don't think the quarterback is that good. I would put Cleveland ahead of all them. I think Cleveland will win the North. That's sort of like a football take there. I came in today. What's the most thing you're excited about this spring? For me, it's a draft.
Of course.
Now, if you're a hockey fan, Bruins are ramping up for a deep playoff run. They look great. They are hot right now. So people will call and they'll support the Bruins. I came away from the show yesterday based on the Isaiah Thomas stuff that Celtic fans are sort of split. And correct me if I'm wrong, 617-779-0985. And I've heard this from Jim before. And this isn't about Isaiah Thomas. This is about the style that the basketball team plays with. Not even with Isaiah Thomas. The team last year, with Kyrie Irving out and the way they played and how they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the heart that they played with, the defense that they played with, doesn't look like the same team this year. And we can sit here and we can debate whose fault that is and how much more of that should fall on the coach. But can the Celtics fans make a case that you're going to go as deep or deeper than the Patriots, as deep or deeper than the Bruins? Haven't even mentioned the Red Sox.
Yeah, no.
They're going to be a favorite with the Yankees. It's you and the Yankees. Can you go deeper than the Red Sox?
No, the weird part right now for
Celtics. You come out of this and you might be the lowest of the four teams.
Right, lowest of the four teams.
Wow.
Just the way you teed this up, yes.
Go back to last summer and think about that.
And those odds right now, I mean, I talked to somebody yesterday, but I think that for winning the Stanley Cup, the Bruins are like 10-1. The Celtics are like 15-1. Now, the Warriors have a lot to do with that because the team at the other end of the other conference is so dominant, won all those championships in a row. But the Celtics are a longer shot than the Bruins are as we sit a month away from the 3 weeks away from the playoffs.
Right.
Longer shot. And you wouldn't have thought that if you go
back. How about just getting to the finals, though? How about getting there?
I don't know what those numbers are. Getting there.
How about your thought, though? What do you think?
I think that they have a better chance to get to the finals than the Bruins do just because of Tampa being in the way in the second round. And Toronto, don't sleep on them, too. I know you're 4 points ahead of them, but, they take it seriously, and that's going to be a really good first-round match.
We didn't let you get your Bruins take in yesterday. He came in all fired up. He does his little tweet of what he's going to talk about, bees, and we're like, oh, we can't wait to get his Bruins take. He hasn't mentioned the Bruins in 4 weeks.
No. 5-0 last night. Chara gets in a fight.
They might be sending him up over the border, Jim, at some point.
Coming out of the penalty box. I mean, that was the full Monty of good for the Bruins last night. Left their fans. I wish the game had been home. Left their fans feeling really good.
Celtics fans might be in trouble.
They never think that because they love everything no matter what happens. They love Isaiah. They love their team. They love everybody.
Other than saying it comes together, tell me how this team is going to play the way they should play to continually advance and play like the team that you liked the last 2 years.
I think, that's a team. They've taken on a little bit of the Kyrie mentality is they'll kick it in when the playoffs get going. They don't have the cred to really play that card, but I think they will anyway. And the talent's there. You go out to Golden State, you beat them by 33. Biggest, victory for any opposing team
that's
in
good
10
win.
Years out
that's good
there.
Win. I'm sorry. I know they didn't have Klay Thompson. I know they came out flat. I know the coach was pissed at him. That's a good win. Can't take that away.
No question. So they're capable, and I think that's what people bank on, that the talent is there. You've got good players coming off the bench. I mean, really good players coming off the bench. Their thing is still going to be, you know, having to be the road team, the way this thing lines up now. I know they play Indiana twice. It would be good to win those, to get ahead of them, to have home court for the first round.
Right.
But, man, having to win in Toronto, in Milwaukee, to get to the finals, that's going to be hard.
Think about it right now, though. Patriots offseason, way it's heading. You know, you have free agency. You got the draft coming up. Bruins are on fire right now. Celtics heading into the playoffs, waiting for them to flip the switch. Red Sox start next week. All this stuff. We got stuff on Mookie Betts' potential contract. What are your thoughts with these teams? Pecking order. Who's one? Who's two? Who's three? Who's four? Would you be shocked if you heard who four is? Think about it. 617-779-0985. Sarge, you don't do anything here, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we got like a commercial. You got another 15 minutes till you got to do a hug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, don't act like you weren't all nervous ready to go.
Oh, no. I'm ready to rock.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Do you know the name of the band?
I do. Steely Dan.
No, this is Pure Prairie League. From like 1977. Old stuff.
I knew it!
Can't get me on this old stuff.
It's like about one of my wife's songs. Damn!
It's a great category for Name That Tune. Great song for Name That
Tune. Oh, you want to play Name That Tune later?
Yeah, these are my trivia.
I got some music for you later. Music for the show, but there's a big event taking place this summer.
Yeah.
We're talking about it. Hey, what you gonna do? I think I could stay with you. Do you drive around in a 70s car and like just play 70s music?
That's pretty close. Yeah.
You don't even go through the drive-thru, right? You probably get out of your car and go.
I still have the discs, the CDs.
Yeah, I got discs in my car.
Yeah, I have those. And
I mean, you could play discs in my car, but everything's pretty much Bluetooth.
Yeah, I don't.
You ever hear of Spotify?
No.
You don't have a player?
You've heard of Spotify? It's awesome.
Wait a minute. Wow. You don't know that there's like music websites or music apps you can go to?
I know they exist. I just know.
Like you, do you listen to a ton of music? Pretty selective?
I have my CDs and I have my radio stations. I always put on 98.5 The Sports Hub when I'm in the car, of course.
So say you're traveling. Like you would have to pick up a CD player and put it in your car?
No, I have the iPod.
iPod, right?
Yeah, I've got that.
So this
little headphones. Yeah.
Okay, helping you out here.
Yeah.
Well, with the iPod and the headphones, there's a thing on Spotify. You can pull up the app and you can put your whole playlist on there. You could have dance summer playlist, take me out to the ball game playlist. So, like when you go down to the Ford or you run, you like to jog a little bit.
It's just like one song.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Well, you get through that 3.5 minutes and you're done now. But you know, all you got to do is pull it up, boom, press it, and go.
I have Pandora.
Oh, Pandora's good, yeah.
Yeah,
Pandora's like the same.
Goes a little speaker.
Yeah. See, I like Spotify.
Spotify, you can choose your own playlist.
Yeah. Okay, I believe you.
Thanks, Sarge.
Yeah. No, but you're going to show Dan during the break.
Yeah.
Help him out.
So, okay, talking about the four teams, and it's just hot topic stuff. You know, what do you think about when you wake up? For me, it was a mixture of a little bit of everything. Like the Isaiah Thomas stuff was fresh in my head yesterday based on the reaction that, wow, people really appreciated the way this guy played every night. That's what we didn't have to worry about. Like, that's what you have to worry about with the Celtics. The way they play, the way they finish a quarter. Who's that on? Is it on the coach? You know, why are you even trying to do that in a regular season game with games left? You know, it's not like an elimination game. Why are you screwing up situations so badly?
They
Who's
took
the
a lot
leader,
of heat. Yeah.
You know?
People were mad about the end of the third quarter the other night. I was never heard quite as much commentary on the end of a quarter of a regular season game as we did on that one.
See, the freaking Bruins are red hot. I just think Hockey's a tough talker.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't skate, I can't skate, he can't skate, but you can all play basketball. You can run around.
Yeah.
You can watch basketball. It's just hard to talk about unless they're just getting their ass kicked or the goalie's giving up four or you have a goalie, you don't say problem, which they don't have. But, like, say the Bruins get popped early. Is that going to be a bad year for them based on a matchup? You know, say you draw Tampa early.
Well, the way that NHL playoffs are,
the answer's no.
The good teams play each other right at the beginning.
Right.
I mean, the three of your best teams are all grouped together. Boston, Toronto, and Tampa, all it's going to be a round robin right out of the gate.
But you're not going to come in here, 985 The Sports Hub Studios, and kill that team, say, no. If they lose,
God, no.
What, 4-3 to them?
No.
No. Celtics do it. You're going to come in here, you're going to crush them.
There'll be much more in that. Yeah. Expectations were high going in for them. Yeah, they got to the finals last year without the two good players. And, you know, they haven't really taken a step backward in the Stevens era. You know, you got 6 years and it gets a little bit better each year. And now it would be you're taking a step backwards. You get knocked out in the first, second round.
Yeah, something blew me away the other day when we talked to him. He said, yeah, I've been a head coach for 12 years. Not necessarily 12 years here, but he's been a head coach.
Yeah.
So he goes, I kind of started to know what I'm talking about. And I look at these kids as kids and not my equals anymore. And maybe that's a transitional change. I don't know. But
Stevens has been here now longer than any New York coach of the 13 teams in New York. He's been here longer than any coach of any team in New York. And they've got, I think, 13 of them.
Would you rank the Robert Kraft topic above Bruins or
Celtics?
Well,
Zoe, here's the thing. I mean, you know me. I'm a newspaper guy. And, you know, he's on the front page of the Daily News today. He's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Those are not Boston papers.
Right.
He's on the front page. I watched the nightly news last night. I rotate a little bit. He was the top three topics of the nightly news on NBC, CBS, ABC. So this is like all over the country, and it's the owner of your team, and the meetings are coming up next week. And I think that he's not going to take this plea bargain or whatever this thing is where you can make it go away
if you say
you're guilty.
Yep.
But you know that was the story the Wall Street Journal broke yesterday, which pretty much is consistent with everyone says about these kind of cases everywhere is that that's always available for first-time offenders of a misdemeanor with this sort of infraction. So it wasn't really as newsworthy as it got credit for. But, man, people are all over the story. And the fact that those meetings are next week, to me, Zoe, this is going to be another showdown of Roger Goodell and Bob Kraft. And that's where it's headed. And that's why it's going to be a topic, I believe, because it's the owner. You're the most important franchise in the league. It's the commissioner. This is not Deflategate, but it's going to go back to that whole, one versus the other, and rile up the fan base, and you've got all kinds of groups in this instance, victims groups, women's groups, sponsors, etc. It's got all kinds of tentacles as it goes around, and I just think it's not going to go away for them.
No, and it's just the drama of it too, which even attaches itself to the football team, which still keeps the football team, sort of the number one topic here. And that's just going to continue through the draft until this process is either thrown out or he goes to court or he admits to what happened, and then the time starts, and then there's at some point he's going to speak, right?
Yeah,
that's what people want to hear.
Those things are in Arizona, and I think everybody gets to Arizona
next week. Yep.
Sunday night, and I think that there's going to be microphones in his face.
He's not talking.
And other owners will be talking or ask for comment, and it's going to be a distraction. It's going to be a topic as they get into next week, no question about it. I was there 4 years ago when – he backed down to Deflategate. He took the punishment and said, that's it, in San Francisco. It was a big thing. And here we are 4 years later, and he's right in the vortex again.
Who's number two talker right now?
Number two talker in this
Celtics.
Town? Well,
Celtics.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's Celtics, period.
Yeah, it is. I mean, baseball's just flat right now. And
even with baseball, if they get going and get off to a hot start, depending on how deep the Celtics go or how quickly they get popped and the drama surrounds it, whether Kyrie's going to come back, and if you have a chance to get Anthony Davis – Celtics are going to be right up there with the Patriots going into summer.
Oh,
with
sure.
With the whole Anthony Davis stuff.
Well, I mean,
gives you a chance to build a championship.
NBA's done a great job being a year-round sport now because it's talking about who's going to play with who and who's what, gathering these super teams and all that sort of thing. Fans love that stuff. They're big social media. Their stars are stars to the social media world. And sure, folks want to know. And July 1st is the day Kyrie said, come see me then. And we'll see where things are. So you got
it's kind of funny that you put them number two, where you got a team like the Bruins that I think a more likable team. Like, do you not like on the Bruins and the way they handle and the way they approach the game and how hard they play and how they're never out of it and how they always come back? But yet you put the Celtics ahead of them as far as interest.
Yeah. That's going to be – the playoff season around here is going to be great. I mean, I've been saying it, you know, both teams. You just
both teams
wait.
Have a chance to go deep.
April 10th, Bruins' first playoff game should be right there. It's like 3 weeks from today.
Where do you put the Red Sox on escape?
Well, I think
– I mean, until you really get back home and play home baseball. Seriously.
Yeah, and this road trip, you know,
remember how cold it was last year.
Starting the season on the West Coast, those games tend to be they blend into the ether anyway. I mean, you just saw the A's play a game in Japan today. No one even knows Major League Baseball season started for them with the A's and the Mariners. But for the Red Sox open on the West Coast, that doesn't like light you up around here either, because the games are going to be, you know, except for the opener, they'll be at 10 o'clock at night, and they're in Seattle, and they're in Oakland, they're in Arizona. So by the time they get here on April 9th, the Bruins playoffs start the next day. And the NBA playoffs start 3 days later. And it'll be an active time around here. And then you got the draft, and who knows what this Kraft stuff will have shaken out by then.
All right, what do you got on – what do you have on Kyrie? Are you in or out on this guy?
Like, I love watching him play.
You sat in here yesterday, and you said, I'm really getting sick of him talking and sick of the mouth and this and that. But yet you sit there, and you absorb it, and you tolerate it.
Well, I love his game.
He's your only chance.
You know, he's a prime time player. He's a guy that can, you know, the Cavaliers could not win the NBA championship without him. The Celtics cannot win a championship without him. You need talent like that. I think Danny is a talent guy. I think if Danny had his druthers, if he had his choice, he'll stay with Kyrie because of the talent. And you just have to hope that the player wants to stay here.
You know, you had the Isaiah people yesterday too. One of the signs was get rid of Kyrie Irving, keep Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, you know, when Kyrie went back to Cleveland and they wanted to have a tribute video, he said, no, I don't want it. Don't play it. Don't give me the video.
I was there.
Don't give me the video.
I was surprised. It was, you know, the first game.
That's the difference between two players.
Yeah. No, he didn't want any part of that, and he is the most important figure to ever play basketball. I mean, LeBron James won the championship for him, but he hit the shot. That's the moment where Cleveland won its first championship since 1964, and then his first game back, there was nothing. There was no mention.
I want somebody to tell me why they think the Celtics will have a deep run, because the way this thing stacks up and the way they played and the patterns of it, the ins, the outs, you know, the flight and everything worked. And now it seems like you're back to doing some stupid things like you did prior to that West Coast trip. I don't know why you think they're going to go deep. Other than Kyrie Irving's going to carry him. Because really, that's the only thing you have right now. 617-779-0985. Who is that?
Zoe's got the call screen.
All right. Let's go to Don. Don's up first on the Sports Hub. What do you got, Donnie?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Dan's take on whether we overpaid for Horford and Hayward in order to show the top free agent would sign with the C's. And if Hayward really is a max player, then isn't his situation what really upset the apple cart? Because after all, he could be our leader instead of Kyrie.
When's the last time you saw an apple cart?
Yeah, that's a good one.
They don't wheel them down the street anymore, do they?
No, not really. Yeah,
a couple peaches on there or something.
Well, is this just the cost of doing business in the NBA? I mean, I don't push back on those kinds of things. I understand Horford was going to be what he is, and you know, the interesting part about him, of course, is now they're shutting him down for I think 3 or 4 of the last 10 games.
I get that, and you have to do that. I think for the money, Al Horford is giving you your value back on the contract. He's played. He showed up. He's been there. He's allowed other athletes to come in here. He was the first to come in here, and he's got to be deserved credit for that.
He's important. He's the adult in the room. I mean, he's important to that team, and, you know, everybody talks about doing little things. They're better when he's on the floor and the spacing and all that stuff. And
the Gordon Hayward stuff, too. I heard people call him soft. Well, you get hit in the head. Now you're out of a sudden concussion. Yeah, I mean, his head got hit. His foot got bent completely backwards, almost snapped the damn thing.
It did.
Fixed it. Came back and was playing some of his best basketball. So don't question Gordon Hayward's toughness.
We're not going to do that.
All right, 617-779-0985. Sarge has a Hub headline, and we're right back to your calls.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Housing insurer.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mm-hmm.
remember this from Remember the Titans, Dan?
I know everything there is to know about this. Norman Greenbaum, Boston University. Melrose, one of those towns up there. Malden, I forget. It's local. And he took crap for this because he's Jewish, and the song says, I got a friend in Jesus. Some of the family weren't down with
Why
that.
Why can't you be friends with Jesus? Why
well,
can't
some
you
of the
not?
Family members weren't down with that. That's all.
That doesn't mean anything. That's like racist.
Just saying, but, you know.
It's like religious racism.
I agree. You know, we spoke to Norman one time when I was on the radio. We called him up in California. This song has been like 1,000 soundtracks.
It just reminds me of a football movie.
Including Remember the Titans. In there.
My kid yesterday wrote a essay, fourth grade essay. Essay was about football. Unprovoked.
Sorry, do me a favor. Look up Norman Greenbaum, hometown.
You got it, buddy.
It's not Melrose. I think it's Malden or one of those. It's up there somewhere. But you got it?
Jim, how many times you write that essay? He likes to hit people. Seven?
A lot. He gave a lot of reasons for it.
Malden.
Too.
Malden. Down.
Malden. Malden.
Oof. Malden. Two quality towns.
Well, Malden.
Malden, Medford.
Everybody scares the hell out of you. They're from Malden. Yeah, they all
guess how old he is.
Norman, I'd say Norman's probably 74.
Plus two.
He's 76.
He'll be 77 in November.
Imagine his lifetime of royalties on one song.
Yeah.
I once got the box set of his greatest hits. It was like 48 songs.
And is
it was
that
like,
right?
And cut number two was Spirit in the Sky. Like, I'm like, Norman, you know. Wouldn't that be your first one? It's the only one anyone's ever heard of.
I saw you got the greatest hits of Mitch Miller today on the record.
Oh, my God. It's
that was unbelievable.
Look at your freaking,
I was ready to faint.
Look at your freaking hair.
Coming in, huh?
It's starting to lay a certain way.
Yeah, not bad.
It's not peach fuzz anymore.
Dr. Hines, baby.
Wow.
He's a man.
Got that in 2 weeks, bud.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. I'm going over there.
How's it feel? Nice.
Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
What do the chicks say? No, I'm not fist pumping.
Okay, you don't have to. Yeah. Anyways, they like it.
Nice.
Yeah, especially the ones before.
More lefties? How many you got in the bullpen?
Oh, no. We'll talk about that off.
No, we can do that on here.
No.
You're so outgoing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some of these calls. Loading up. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Jeff in the car. What do you got, Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Shaughnessy, I got a MLB NBA related question here.
Good.
You know, Kyrie Irving, Manny Ramirez, both mercurial players. Their attitudes have impacted their team. Which one would you say has had the most significant impact on their respective team's performance? Kyrie on the Celtics or Manny on the Red Sox?
No, Manny by far. I mean, Manny won two World Series here.
MVP.
He was MVP of the World Series, as Zoe points out. He was Jimmy Fox for them.
He could do what he wanted.
7.5 years.
Pee on the wall. He could poo on the ground. He could do whatever he wanted.
Made good on an 8-year contract.
He could
no
push
one does
old
that.
People down.
You know, $160 million, 8 years. That's what it was.
Hey, Stafford, give me my tickets or I'll knock you down.
Yeah, he was, you know, Manny was a little, you know, he had his moments. But
how many grandmothers he have died?
Yeah, I think it was nine, right?
Even the president mocked him when he didn't go to the White House. The
That's
president
right.
made a joke about him. Yeah, Manny's grandmother died again.
You don't win the World Series without Manny. You don't win two of them without Manny. You haven't won one. You're not going to win one with Kyrie.
So I just used the Manny story in the Sunday paper last week. So
what'd you do?
In the clubhouse, this time of year, there's a sign posted. You know, it's a player thing. Like, you bring your car to spring training. A lot of them have cars down there. Mm. Now, they're opening the season in Seattle and Oakland and Arizona. So the cars need to get back up here. So you bring your car to the clubhouse the last day, and they'll ship it on the car train. It'll be up here at Fenway after opening day, April 9th.
Well, the car train only goes to Virginia.
Well, whatever. They get it up here. It's a service. Okay?
Yeah. So they probably put them in trucks.
But there's instructions on when you bring your car to the ballpark.
Yeah.
And the instructions are, you know, have it empty of gas. They don't want the extra weight. And no more than 200 pounds inside the car.
That's such bull crap.
Well, but Manny raised his hand at the meeting and said, but I weigh 205. What are we going to do about this? And they said, no, Manny, you won't be in the car when it's, like, transported up here. You'll
so
be with
Manny,
us.
So you know. Manny was Vincent Brisby to the Patriots.
Well, there's always one.
Yeah. I told you the Brisby one. He thought the 87, 89, 93 on the gas was the year that was all made. And the older it was better. I'm like, no, but, like, the older one's cheaper.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy.
Oh, he was special.
There was a guy at Winter Ball. You know, they were playing in Puerto Rico Winter Ball, and he had bought a television down there. And at the end of Winter Ball, his roommate said, "Why are you leaving that TV behind?" He says, "It only gets Spanish speaking stations. I don't need that thing." You know, those things are good.
Play some real doozies, man, real doozies. But it's interesting though, as far as like a polarizing player with the team. Both of them are very similar, but yet Kyrie hasn't won anything yet. But if Kyrie won one, I think you'd do the comparison.
Sarge, you just said he's not going to win one. Is that a prediction?
I don't think this year. Not this year.
Oh, just this year.
Yeah, this year I don't think.
Does he stay through the year? Does he stay through the year, Sarge?
He'll stay through the year. He'll stay through the year.
Are you a Kyrie fan?
Nah, I can go. Yeah. I can do without.
However, you're
not going to win without him.
Who the hell are you getting in here?
You're not going to win without him.
As long as you believe that.
I do believe that. But I can live without him, though.
Do you have any fun watching that Isaiah Thomas video? It's the way the game was played when he was here and how hard they played and how excited the fans were.
A lot of heart and everyone is into it.
A lot of people want to go back to that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
Well, if you do that, you're losing that guy, Kyrie Irving.
Oh, without question.
So you'd be okay sitting here watching kids play again in a rebuild.
You're taking essentially one step forward, two steps back at this point if you're going to go down that route. But, I mean, that's kind of how the Celtics have been the last 10, 11 years, more or less. So they know the system pretty well.
Close. You're so close right now, though.
I know, but I think that's the route they're going right now. It doesn't look. I don't think he's going to resign. I really don't.
Mm. All right.
Would I like for him to? I don't think he will, though.
Let's go to Travis. Travis is up next. What do you got, Travis?
All right. I want to talk about Gordon Hayward's toughness.
Yeah. Because I got questioned yesterday because of his stiff neck.
Exactly. And I feel like the Celtics have been babying him since he got here. I understand he has an injury, but Brad Stevens and Gordon Hayward have this little buddy-buddy thing, and we're putting so much stress in Kyrie and Jaylen Brown, and we're not getting on Gordon Hayward.
I think we've been very hard on Gordon Hayward. Jim, if you think we've given him a pass, or do you think we've been hard on Hayward?
No, but this show's been hard on him.
Yeah, our show's been hard on him. But
Hardy harped on him after the first game of the season.
Right. Now, I couldn't imagine coming back from that kind of injury. Granted, he's been playing some of his best basketball since that injury, before he got dinged in the head.
Yeah.
And Dan, you're big. Hey, make sure your head's right play type of guy instead of, hey, if you're a little woozy, take a couple small salts, get out there and run around. But I'm more that other guy. But.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to be getting on him in the concussion protocol. He's not playing tonight, and I think you got
to
be
careful. Well, I think it's unfair for people to question his toughness not playing because he got hit in the head.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah. See?
Even the guy's foot was pointing the other way and came back and was playing some of his best basketball.
Right.
Yeah, but how many times have we allowed Gordon Hayward to score 12 points at the beginning of the season, and Brad Stevens is clearly babying him with this whole recovery protocol, whatever it is?
Well, I think a minutes restriction and playing is definitely in play. Yeah. We've talked about that from day one with Brad, and we'll ask him more about that today. Travis, thanks for the call.
You got to look another year. I mean, Paul George took another year, and he's MVP caliber now. You have to give it one more year.
You make him a starter or a second unit player in the playoffs?
Well, that's going to be interesting. I mean, the whole Jaylen Brown thing, Gordon Hayward, I mean, this will be something we can talk to coach about
weird?
A little bit, too.
Like, from an energy standpoint, you want that boost coming off the bench, and it's almost like you want that Marcus Smart-type player coming off the bench.
Yeah.
In a weird way, it hinders him to start him. That makes any sense. We'll get into more.
A lot of it's about Morris, too, because Morris was so good the first 2 months of the year and has not been as good since then. And do they stick with that? Which way do they go on?
Okay.
That's got to be a matchup thing, right? No matter who they're playing.
Yeah, like, sure.
Is Baines starting? Is Morris starting?
Right.
Is Hayward? Is Brown? Is Smart starting? I think Stevens in the playoffs uses matchups more than anybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think depending on who they're playing. And if the first two games don't work,
if you got Dokic and Millsap, like the team you had the other night, you're going to start your bigs. You need some meat in there, right? You're going
to
start your more athletic lineups, I think, against teams like Philadelphia when you play them. Let's get in one more here. Let's go to John in the car. What's up, John? Attleboro.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
How are you?
Good. It's nice to see you, Sean.
Hey, good to see you, too, I guess.
I got a couple questions. Well, a couple predictions.
Yes.
The Celtics will not go anywhere. You know, as far as deep in the playoffs, as long as they have Kyrie Irving. Now, I've been watching this team real close this year, and people get down on Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward will play the game, but he will not run up and down the court with Kyrie Irving because he knows he's not going to get the ball. And I also don't think Brad Stevens can really coach a team that has a lot of talent.
So you got him dead in the water, round one.
Yep. Maybe not round one, boys, but I don't think they go by the second round.
All right. See you, John. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things, you know, Stevens heard this a lot in the middle of the season that, you know.
It's not a lot of green teaming right now.
Well, but the notion that Stevens is better with the little engine that could, the underachievers, overachievers, guys who get the most out of it. And once he's surrounded by all this talent, he gets NBA champagne problems. It's a harder, deal to coach.
He got him playing like that way at the end, and credit to the players. I mean, guys like Jaylen Brown and that, but then it permeated and carried over through the offseason, where he got saying, we're going to, the East Coast through us. We're going to win multi-championships.
And the East Coast got, the Eastern Conference got better. I mean, since last year, the Celtics won against the Bucks, against the Sixers. Those teams are better than they were last year. And Toronto, who we all laughed at when Cleveland smoked them again last year, they're much better than they were last year. And the Celtics have trouble winning in Toronto. These are the big hurdles for them as they get, not even getting into Indiana, which still amazes me that after their guy got hurt, that they held their position. Good job by them.
It's nice to see you, Sean.
Good to see you, too. See, I see that.
All right, Tom Brady
that's
is actually...
what you say when someone says, have a nice trip. Have a
good.
Nice trip.
Good.
Hey, Tom Brady's actually having a private autograph session, and you can actually get his autograph for a fee of $1,000.
Is that like Sarge's thing?
Well, speaking of Sarge, coming up next, there's some... what do you call it? Slinglet event coming up at the Monday Night Raw. Yeah. And this came across our screens yesterday on social media. Mike Sarge Riley is charging like Tom Brady. You'll hear about that next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
All right, 10:55. Zolak and Bertrand, Shaughnessy in today. Mike Sarge Riley in today. So we're sitting here yesterday. I follow Jimmy Stewart on Twitter at I am James Stewart.
It's a good follow.
It's a freaky follow. It's a weird eclectic follow because every once in a while, like Jimmy knows people.
Yeah.
So you're really going to get a big, big time inside news drop.
But it's a good follow. It's like a must follow.
Then it gets weird, like. You know, the wrestling stuff on Sunday and Monday nights, Monday Night Raw. Was that Sunday Summer Slap?
Well, Sundays are the pay-per-views.
Oh, but pay-per-views,
it's,
right.
It's once a month. So the next big one is WrestleMania, which is 2.5 weeks away.
Well, it's the developed.
Honestly, loves this.
Yeah, I see somebody has just entered the building, one Mr. James Stewart. Hey, Jimmy, we got about 4 minutes here in this segment. Could you enter the room with us, please?
Excellent.
Thank you.
I just texted him, too, so good timing.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. So, by the way, shameless plug, Jimmy and I, we have a podcast here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Thank you. Yeah. Wrestling
it's a great
Inside
podcast.
The Ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us a follow at WrestleCast95. New show coming tonight. But
Talking about tonight? Getting close to WrestleMania, right?
What, we're talking about local guy Matt Taven tonight. We're also going to talk WrestleMania coming up here.
Nice.
Yeah, here he is.
Yes. We always bring in Jimmy Stewart with Hulk Hogan's theme.
Hi.
Hello, James.
Good, you?
Good. So we're sitting here doing a show yesterday, and you put a tweet out yesterday regarding this guy.
Yeah, I said it jokingly that if you want Sarge to come by your seat, it's $30. It's photos, it's autographs, it's meet and greets, it's all that good stuff.
Yeah, you know there's no tech, no tone, no anything with Twitter.
Exactly.
Right?
Except I think I put the smiling face emoji, may not have.
Yeah.
So we actually got people who are interested in this.
Shockingly, right?
Somebody asked
not
for a Venmo account.
There's some weirdos out there, dude.
Oh, I agree. And
so my point is, I know you're not, but I know you put these things out there just to get to see how people are going to bite.
Yeah,
and do
absolutely.
Something with
feelers.
It. Yeah. Our stuff started blowing up here. So people want him to come by and Sarge salute, no charge
for... I mean, he does events. I don't know how much they cost, but I know he does events.
Then he started calling the show after the show was over saying he would have done it all for charity.
No.
He sent me a text saying that I get a 50% cut. So he's double booking himself again.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. No, but you know what? If people want a picture, I will gladly... I'll gladly take a picture with the championship belt.
Whose belt?
Mine.
Your own belt.
I own it. Yeah.
What kind of events do you do?
you know, we'll do private events.
Like kids' birthday parties? Or
yeah, you can if you want.
He does,
a lot of corporate
Dan,
events.
I'll answer your question and directly since he wants to fuss around with it.
Yeah.
He does weddings. He does PA for hockey teams, baseball teams. He does all this stuff.
Boston Cannon.
He's got
PA.
The voice.
Not with the belt.
If they want the belt, I'll bring it.
He has a separate business.
No, I did bring a belt to a private event.
It's a championship, damn it.
A championship, that's right.
Tell Dan how many belts you have. How many championship
six.
Belts?
Only one comes out in public, though, because the other ones are all signed now. So, yeah, it's in the man cave.
The look of disgust on Dan's face is tremendous right now.
It's another world.
It keeps you out of trouble, right?
He goes, it's another world.
But if people want a picture with it, and Jimmy made the offer, he said, if you want to pay for it, if you do, I will give the money to the charity of your choice.
There you go.
Whose choice? Your choice or the listener?
Well, if they don't have one, I will give it. I'll
give it to Andy Wong.
I'll give it to the charity of my choice, one very near and dear to my heart, since my mom is a lymphoma survivor, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Yeah, there's a check in storage back there. You've taken a bunch of pictures with
that. Yeah, because I've helped out the charity, man.
Attaboy.
Yeah, that's how we do it. So you want that? We'll do it Monday night at Raw.
All right, guys, plug the podcast real quick. What do you got coming up on it?
It's in Wrestling Inside the Ropes. It's on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Myself, Mike, tonight we'll be recording a new episode, which will drop probably around midnight or so, available everywhere. We're going to talk about Kofi Kingston. We're going to talk about Matt Taven, local guy. Happy birthday, Matt. We are going to talk about...
Make sure we get that in the dates.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
who can forget him?
Hey, how cool is it now that we got a Michael Bennett on the team and we have Michael Bennett, the wrestler, but totally Mike Kanellis?
He's looking for a Patriots jersey with Bennett on it. I think you know somebody over there.
Yeah, we may be able to take
care of that. Do that. AJ Styles has a new contract. The road to WrestleMania continues. And I think that'll be about 30 to 40 minutes tonight.
Nice. Pumped. Good job.
Can't wait.
All right, here he is, Jimmy Stewart, afternoon producer.
So good job driving the bus today.
Of course I could drive the bus.
Nice when athletes can do that.
That's right. It's not just one of those tagged athletes go sit aside and wait for your questions to be asked to you. All right, 90 seconds, no commercials. Mookie Betts has actually spoken regarding the contract that Mike Trout has signed. Might be shocked by what you hear. That's all next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.